I saw you secretly. It's a bit creepy, but when I arrived here at the artist's compound, I saw you connecting to some horses.
I was. You saw that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went out and the horse gave me some kisses on my head. It was great. Yeah.
Yeah, because I was wondering when I saw that, because you're on tour all the time, it's really hard to stay connected to animals or nature in general.
It's hard to stay connected to a lot of stuff. And horses are like one of the only things that I would say bring me peace, because my life is it's not very peaceful. It's a lot of fun and it's a lot of excitement, but there's barely anything in my life that's actually like genuinely like brings me to be calm and have peace and like joy, you know? And I didn't even realize it, but my brother once brought it up to me that like, we were playing this game one time at like Christmas Eve or something that was like, you pass around these cards and it's kind of like this truth-telling game and it's like, what's something that brings you peace? And I was sitting there and I could not think of one thing at all. It was like 2 years ago. I was like,
that's pretty sad.
It was pretty sad. You're right. But I just sat there and I was like, I don't know what brings me peace. And my brother was like, I know what it is, horses. And I was like, oh. So I try to like be around horses as much as I possibly can, because it just makes me calm and pleasant.
Do you ask for horses when you're on tour? Like, okay, just give me a horse moment, just 1 hour every week.
I wish I could, but I'm not trying to like torture horses' lives, you know? I'm not trying to like make them come to wherever I am, no. So whenever there's a place where there are horses, I go to that place. I love them, they're such beautiful creatures.
Are you a horse rider as well?
I grew up as a like riding horses, but I grew up with no money, and if you have no money, you get absolutely nowhere with horses. And so I literally like couldn't afford it at all, so I worked at the barn for like 2 years, and in exchange for that, I got like lessons and stuff. And then after a while, I just felt like there was other things I needed to do. No one was taking me seriously, which is like normal. I didn't have money, so why would you? So I had to stop. But like recently, I've just realized I kind of need it, or at least just to be around horses. So I've like tried to get back into it a little bit, but not like on a like show level or whatever, because I don't need that. I just want to be around the animal.
I just wanna make you feel okay. But all you do is look the other way.
In a broader, wider sense, do you feel like people are taking you serious now?
Yes, I do. Finally. It's funny because like when I think back to everything in my life, like let's say when I was like 12, no, 11, I don't know. In that age though, you know, my brother had a band and my brother was like acting and he was in, and my brother's my best friend, like has been for basically my whole life, and especially now when we're on tour together and we write together, he produces my music, like there's literally no disconnect between us. But you know, then it was like Phineas, my brother, was the fucking star, like of the family.
You were the sister of Phineas.
I was literally the little sister who was like dragged to every like band show everywhere, and it was fine because he was great and I loved it and he was like my friend, so it was cool with me. But it was like, it's just funny to think about because I always felt so not liked, I guess. I don't know, just like not seen, I guess, for a while. Just because he was in, you know, he was in all these shows and he had this band and he would always, you know, he was the songwriter and he would write songs and he would perform them, and I just was nothing. So it was fine though. Like I was cool with it. It just was like, it's funny to think about now.
But was it maybe part of your process of becoming an artist?
The fact that I was no one when I was little?
Yeah.
No. I mean, I didn't even try to get this, you know? I remember somebody asked me like a while ago, give me your honest answer. What do you think got you here? Was it a little bit of luck? Was it destiny? Was it determination and really hard work? Like, what do you think actually was the thing that got you here? And I was thinking about it a lot afterwards, and I was thinking like, at the beginning, it's luck. It is a little bit of luck because, you know, having random people just like see something in you, that is lucky. But you could take that luck and you could just be like, I'm not doing anything with that. I'm not gonna make music. I'm not gonna do this. I'm not gonna go along with what they like. And then you'll lose it and it's gone. So it's like, to say that something was all luck, there's nothing really like that, because there's a little bit, of course there's a little bit of luck, but you have to take that and actually work on it. You know, nothing is just magical.
You can't stumble upon stardom.
Yeah, you can. You fully can. And there's probably people who did stumble upon it and were like, no. And yeah, it was luck also, but it was really hard work right after that, you know? Beautiful, beautiful place in my life right now, so I'm happy.
Oh yeah, I heard you're in love.
In love?
Yeah, I heard something about it.
I was in love.
But not at the moment.
Not at the moment.
No, me neither.
I'm in love with myself.
Well, that's a great thing.
You said you've heard you're in love. That's the cutest shit ever. I was in love. I am not no more.
Okay.
I'm in love with her.
Me. Yes. Wow. And I think everybody is in love with you, so...